This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tell our friends is when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. Well, I told you, Mama, that you'd be in by 10.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
wake up, little Susie. Remember the Everly Brothers? You know they're both gone now. Time marches on. Hard to believe. Good morning. And welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, along with my buddy and my partner, Big Ed Davis. Thank you very much for being with us. It is Friday, January the 5th. As we roll along into 2024, we have a lot going on in the show today. We hope you stay with us. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Mark Thornton of the Ludwig von Mises Institute up in Auburn, Alabama. And we're going to talk to him about the inflationary spiral of the Biden administration for the past 3 years. So stay tuned for that, if you would. And Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy gets hogtied into the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Yes, he did, through a boatload of money. And we're going to tell you about that with some details. Stay tuned for that. And we are going to introduce you to perhaps the country's wackiest and most corrupt mayor, just outside of Chicago. You're gonna find this hard to believe when you find out what she has been doing. Stay tuned for that. And in our ultimate top 10, the updated top 10 most populated counties, according to the Census Bureau, in the United States. That towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works, as always, sponsored by the best barbershop in Tampa Bay, in my opinion, Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Great, great haircut, man. Great price. Call for your appointment, please. 727-733-3773. And also, Arbor Life Tree Service, whether it's anything to do with a tree. Anything. In Tampa Bay, Arbor Life Tree Service can do it. They have all of the equipment, whether it's tree enhancement, additional trees, stump grinding, tree removal, whatever. Arbor Life is Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call today for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. All right. So they got the latest numbers for the end of the year, for December, and the labor market ended 2023 on rather solid footing, if you believe the numbers. Employers added over 200,000 jobs in December. Now, that's not surprising if you think about it. A lot of things get done at the end of the year and before the new year begins, one of which happens to be in the labor market. A lot of people are fired at the end of the year, too, before the new year begins. But the Labor Department added 216,000 jobs, apparently. Now, sometimes these numbers are corrected a couple of weeks later, so we'll see if this stays. But it looks like a good number so far. This tops the 170,000 that was forecast. So they got 30,000, 40,000 more jobs than was forecast. And the unemployment rate, such as it is, held steady at 3.7%. Now, more people than that are unemployed. We know that. These are the people that are no longer filing for unemployment benefits. The report also contained sizable downward revision of job growth during the previous 2 months. See what I mean? It reported downward trends the previous 2 months, then what had been, and this is going to happen for December. This number will not hold. I'll bet you a boatload of money. Gains for October and November revised downward by a total of 71,000 jobs. So respectively, in October, 105,000 were added. November, 173,000. That suggests that the Labor Department is actually weaker than it previously appeared. Now, as long as we're on numbers, I want to mention this one. Are you trying to sell or buy a house by any chance these days? By the way, did you know what the average... Ed, let me ask you this. You want to guess what the average age is now for somebody that buys a house? The average age for a house buyer.
Probably gone up, right?
The answer is yes.
40.
49. Can you believe it? You have to be middle-aged these days to afford to buy a house on average. Isn't that something? That's scary, isn't it? The median U.S. sales price now for a house jumped over 4% in December. That is the biggest hike in over a year. For the four-week period ending December 31st, the median sales price is $363,371. So that's the median.
I remember when my grandparents built a house in Spring Hill in the late 60s for $19,000.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know what? My first house that I bought, which going to age me, but 1977, $22,500. It was a little bungalow. And I had to get a loan from my father-in-law
once
to
in a
make
while,
the payment.
I just watched an old Bucks game from the 1980. And they run the old commercial. You see the old commercials.
Oh, yeah.
The cars on there, you know, $4,000.
Isn't that something? Some it
people,
really makes you feel old, doesn't it, when you see that?
Pay that in a lease per month.
By the way, who was the quarterback back then?
No, it was Doug Williams, actually.
I was just going to guess.
Yeah,
the black quarterback, Doug Williams.
I found a really good copy, too. It's really nice.
He was a big guy, and he could throw. Couldn't he throw it a mile and a half?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good old Doug. All right. We still got a little time before our break. So I'm going to tell you something about the new polls and the elections. This is part of the whole fear I have about the pathway of our country, by the way, reflected in this poll. A new poll released yesterday shows an alarming level of fear among Americans over whether the 24 elections will be honest. An alarming, according to the Suffolk University poll, 46% of registered Republicans said they have no confidence in the election results. 46%! If we have that many people in our country that don't believe in the results of the election, we are headed for big time trouble. Big time. Now, when narrowed to those supporting Trump, 52% said they lacked confidence that the ballots would be accurately counted. 52% of the Trump supporters do not believe the ballots will be accurately counted. The poll found a stark divide, however, because registered Democrats, you know what percent of registered Democrats think it's going to be fair? 81%. 81. Now, if Trump wins, what do you think the percentage of Democrats? Yeah.
There you go. I would just ask everybody this year around the when we're voting that day to have your cell phones ready. You know, to take photos if you see something suspicious. I mean, for crying out loud, we get enough photos from inside Walmart, for crying out loud.
Yes, we do, don't we?
You know, if you see something like somebody carrying around a bunch of ballots or, you know, stuffing things into the voting booth, whatever, get your cell phone out. Snap some photos.
What do you think, Ed?
Do you
think it's going to be an honest election?
No, I it depends on probably what happens between now and a month before the election. If they find a way to get Trump off the ballot or find a way to get him disqualified, then I think then I think it'll be an honest one. But if it comes down to the last ditch effort, I'm sure there's a plan in place.
You mean if they find a way to keep them on the ballot?
Yeah. If there's a way to keep them on the ballot, they're going to find a way.
But I mean, you think it'll be more honest if he's kept on the ballot? Am I reading?
No, I think if he's off the ballot. I think if he's off the ballot.
Then you think it'll be a more honest election?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Democrats will figure out a way to start stuffing the ballot, cheating. Okay. Understood. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, an old friend of ours is back, Mark Thornton from the Mises Institute. We're going to talk with him about the inflationary spiral of the Biden administration.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back, and it's Friday. TGIF, it's Friday, right? Delighted to have back a real buddy of ours from Auburn, Alabama, Mark Thornton. He is a senior fellow at the Mises Institute in Auburn, and we are going to talk with Mark about a topic that's going to be discussed actually a little bit later this year, next month, here in Tampa, and that is the inflationary situation we are currently going through, its causes, its consequences, and possibly its cure. Mark, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much. It's great to be back with you. It's just been too long.
It has been. It has been too long. And, first of all, before we get into talking about the inflationary situation and the Biden administration's involvement in it, Mark, tell us a little bit so that people understand what the Ludwig von Mises Institute is all about, if you would.
Well, it's named after the great Austrian economist Ludwig von Mises, who showed that socialism is impossible, that central banking was inflationary and destabilizing, and that the gold standard and private property was the way to social enrichment and individual enrichment. And we try to promote that education across the country. We try in universities, but basically to middle America, the principles of economics and the great benefits of the free market society. And we're a small group, but we do our best, and we're going to be in Tampa in February, and we'd like everybody in your audience, as well as yourself, to come out and see us in person, because we have a great lineup of people Our new president, Tom DiLorenzo, Joe Salerno, who's really the dean of the Austrian School of Economics, and Patrick Newman, who's, you know, one of the great up-and-coming Austrian economists right there from Tampa. So it's a great opportunity.
Indeed, and we're going to talk about the details a little bit towards the end of the program. Make sure everybody is aware, and we have a special discount, by the way, for any listeners of the show. In the meantime, Mark, let's talk a little bit about the whole situation. We just, a little earlier in the show, we were talking about the latest job numbers that came out, and although they reflect a hike in job hiring, we always find, almost inevitably, that as we progress a little bit further into the month, that those figures come down. But in a nutshell, since Joe Biden has taken office as president, the inflation has just gone through the roof, it seems to me. Now, it seems to have stabilized a little bit, maybe in the past year. But I'd like you to kind of give us a thought about what was done or not done to get the inflation numbers to start to rise as they did during that time.
Well, you know, today's report about more jobs, most of those jobs, as we've already reported, are government jobs. They're funded by the taxpayer out there, you know, for an expansion of government across the board at the federal, state, and local levels. And so government is spending an incredible amount of money. You know, that has gone completely unchecked. Even from the normal increases prior to COVID, we've had just enormous increases in government spending. We've had enormous increases in government debt as a result. You know, the national debt is clicking off increases of trillions of dollars. You know, and it's not even taking 1 year to get another $1 trillion in national debt. So we have this central bank that's named the Federal Reserve, and it, of course, is, you know, buying up a lot of that debt and printing up money, you know, out of thin air to buy that national debt. They don't have any money themselves. They just print it up electronically and in order to buy up that burgeoning national debt. And so there's more money, you know, paper money, dollars, in the system, and as a result, prices are going to go up. You know, if we're reducing our supply of labor and we're putting all sorts of constraints on entrepreneurs and businesses so that they're not really producing as much as they could, and then we're throwing wheelbarrowfuls, truckloads, you know, monstrous amounts of new dollars in the economy, it's not surprising that prices are rising, you know, all over the place, you know, and they're also very destable. You know, in the old days, you know, the price of gasoline, you know, barely budged a penny or two when we were on the gold standard. It went up maybe a penny or down a penny over the course of a year. And now we're seeing, you know, it go up a dollar, and then a couple months later, mm-hmm. it's down a dollar per gallon. So it's not only creating higher prices, but, you know, it's destabilizing everything from labor markets to the housing sector, you know, businesses. You know, you see some businesses raking in billions of dollars in profits, and then other businesses not being able to hire, being forced to raise their prices or shut their doors. So it's just chaos.
Let me ask you this.
Out there.
Yeah, Mark, let me ask. Why did Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard in the 70s, correct? Why did he do that? What prompted him? He was a Republican, supposedly a conservative. Why would he do that?
Well, you know, we were trying, and he was all for it. You know, we had the Great Society program of expanding welfare. We had the war in Vietnam. We had the Cold War, so we had to build all these nuclear weapons and, you know, massive military. So we were doing guns and butter. No spending was being controlled. And, you know, the So more money was being injected into the economy, and under that system, foreign countries, European countries like France and Netherlands, instead of being willing to put up with holding our paper dollars, they wanted to redeem them for gold, and our gold holdings at Fort Knox were falling rapidly, and Nixon didn't see any alternative.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to cut spending, and he didn't want the gold to disappear, so he just closed the gold window and took us off of the gold standard, and that was that. And if you look at all the statistics since 1971, like the price of gasoline or the national debt or the value of the dollar, it's just been spiraling up and down and out of control.
Okay, so that was the linchpin situation at that time. I think we're on the precipice. One of these days, they're not going to buy our debt. We continue to print money and hope that people will purchase our debt, right? And so far, the dollar has been the most stable currency in the world, right? It's the currency of choice. But one of these days, I mean, what if China, for instance, all the people in China that purchase our debt, what if they stop purchasing our debt? What would happen?
Well, my young colleague in the next office, who I'm sure I'm disturbing right now with this radio interview, has just recently wrote an article, and he showed that the Chinese have stopped buying our debt.
They have?
And that other countries that we've relied on to just absorb all of this debt, Japan, Korea, the Europeans, our own central bank buying up our debt, the American public buying up our debt, all of those, sectors have really cut back on buying our debt. And at some point, when they start seeing, and I believe the value of the dollar, it has been the strongest currency, but I think we're entering into a new world where the value of the dollar as the last or most stable currency, fiat paper currency, is going to start to decline. We're just going to collectively have less faith in just pieces of paper with green ink on them, and nobody's going to want to hold a 30-year U.S. government bond because they can see the inflationary spiral writing on the wall.
That would lead to chaos in this world.
Well, unfortunately, yes. We're entering a new chaos. You were just discussing the political chaos in the world, which, it's hard to ignore, except the mainstream media is completely ignoring this. Our only outlet is on local radio. I'm currently writing, I've started a new podcast at the Mises Institute. It's only a 5-minute podcast called Minor Issues, but I'm writing about the same thing right now, this political chaos and the solution or the type of solution that can take us out of it.
Good. We're talking with Mark Thornton. He is a senior fellow, great guy, at the Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama. And they are going to hold an event. Let's talk about this, Mark. It's going to be on February the 17th in Tampa. It's going to be held at the Center Club,
yes,
which is on West Shore Boulevard, on Saturday, February the 17th. What time? 9 a.m. It's a 9 a.m. start. And it ends at 12 noon. Now, you're going to be talking, Mises Institute will be talking about inflation's causes, consequences, and also a cure. So can we look forward to an optimistic possibility?
Oh, yes. I mean, going back to the gold standard, the gold standard was what this country started with in 1792, silver dollars and gold bars, and, we became the world economic superpower on that sound money foundation. And, so there is a straightforward solution. And once you get on a gold standard and the Fed cannot just print up money for the government to spend, Well, then it has to cut back on all the craziness, you know, all of the welfare and subsidies, all of the, you know, foreign adventures and, you know, everything that they do, they're just papering over. They're spending money hiring people to do, you know, God knows what. And ultimately, that has to come out of our pockets, either in the form of taxation, higher interest rates, which we're suffering from right now, or higher prices. You know, it's the hidden tax. And so the gold standard brings all that to an end. And we have, I mean, Joe Salerno is our academic vice president and the smartest guy about the economy in the world. Patrick Newman is an up-and-coming Murray Rothbard, really, and is done some just fantastic writing. He's right there from Tampa. And Tom DiLorenzo, our new president of the Institute, who's been with us, you know, for decades, he is a fearless opponent of the state and mainstream economics. So I think you're going to see a great show, and it's something you really...
Indeed. So let's encourage people to go there. First of all, Tom DiLorenzo, Joe Salerno, and Patrick Newman. It'll be a sit-down event from 9 to 12 at the Center Club. That's on 123 Southwest Shore Boulevard. Go up to the 8th floor. The program starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday, February the 17th. Now, and we'll be promoting this later as we go along, as we get closer to it, I think. If you're listening to our program right now and you'd like to go to the event, you're going to get a 15% discount on the price with this code, TAMPA24. Again, TAMPA24. That's a FreedomWorks special code for our listeners. After the event, by the way, there's a social hour, and I think this is, you know, so, you know, after you get a chance to talk about this with these three great guys, they're going to have a social hour at the World of Beer in Tampa from 2 to 4 p.m. So it sounds like a great event, and boy, do we need that kind of advice now, Mark.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, come and get yourself fortified and with intellectual information and, you know, a reasonable, straightforward way out of this whole mess. You know, the market, individuals, and society is what got us to be one of the greatest nations in the world, and the state and all this spending and all this inflation is what's tearing us down, and it's what's dividing us, too.
Absolutely.
Because people on both sides are fighting over the spoils of government, really, and we need to stop that.
Indeed. Mark, I want to have you back before that date comes up, closer to the date as well. So let's keep in touch on that and make sure that our listeners are kind of reminded about this very, very important event on February 17th. Mark, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Paul. I look forward to that.
All right, sir. Mark Thornton of the Mises Institute. We're going to take our break. When we come back, Republican presidential candidate, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy, he gets hogtied into the Jeffrey Epstein scandal through a boatload of money. Wow, we are going to give you the details.
Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. It's Friday. Hooray! Well, Vivek Ramaswamy, he wants to get as much publicity as possible these days. The Iowa caucus is coming up in about, 10 days or something like that. But maybe he doesn't want this kind of publicity yet. A billionaire associate of the late and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein apparently funneled large donations of cash to Vivek Ramaswamy and several other, along with several Democratic lawmakers. Now, why is he sending money if he's a big Democratic funding kind of guy? Why is he sending any money to Vivek? He's a hedge fund manager by the name of Glenn Dubin, and he was the first name included in previously redacted court documents in a lawsuit against that Epstein lover and accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. A U.S. district judge had recently ordered these documents to be made public. Now, a victim of Epstein by the name of Virginia, I think it's Jeffrey, G-I-U-F-F-R-E, said Dubin was the first person that Ghislaine Maxwell had sent her to for sex. Okay? He is the co-founder of Highbridge Capital Management. And according to FEC filings, he funneled $100,000 to Ramaswamy's PAC in 2023, this past year. He also added $6,600 in donations to his campaign. Well, it says here last year. I think they meant 2022. Ramaswamy appears to be his only donation as a Republican candidate. It begs the question, what's going on? Now, Ramaswamy was not on the Lolita Express. That doesn't, but he's getting money from a guy that apparently was.
You have to remember, too, that, as crazy as it is, the Clintons used to hang out with Trump.
Oh,
back
yeah.
in the day,
Well, Donald Trump went to the wedding. Did he not go to the wedding of the Clinton daughter?
Yeah.
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Here's something also, let's bring in our buddy, first of all. Delighted to have Andrew, the Master Barber, joining us. And Andrew, I want to mention this one. One of, the special counsel going after Donald Trump, Jack Smith. Well, one of his team members that's going after Trump discouraged the FBI from going after Hillary Clinton in 2016 when, with all of what she was doing, he said it was what he viewed as negligible evidence. Okay, negligible evidence with Hillary Clinton. Remember when she was smashing all of her phones and she was sending all kinds of classified information? Remember that? She
was sending it to... How could you forget it?
Yeah, it ended up that woman that had that husband that was playing around and he got wind of it. All this... And then nothing ever happened to her. Nothing.
They should do a soap opera.
They should, shouldn't they?
They should, because everything you're talking about sounds like one big soap opera. You got Ramaswamy taking money from... lost me on that one, but talk about the circles.
I know it.
But Okay, that's just going to prove you. Everything that Trump says is true. It's nothing but a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess.
They're all tied in together. They're all tied in together. One of the politicians, a politician, let's face it.
Yep.
The other one that's not is Trump.
Yeah. And the Durham report backed up the fact that this guy, his name, by the way, is Ray Huber. Or is it Hulser? No, I'm sorry. It's Ray Hulser. He's on Jack Smith's team.
Yeah.
And he couldn't find anything wrong with what Hillary Clinton was doing. But boy, he's going after Trump with his fangs open. The Durham report revealed three different FBI field offices opened investigations into Hillary related to the Clinton Foundation. Remember all of that? And all the money that was being funneled through the Clinton Foundation?
And nothing happened.
Oh, my
happened.
God. Nothing happened.
Okay, what a mess. I told you. They made the mafia look like Mary Poppins.
You got it.
But, you know, Paul, I think it's all coming to an end over here, to be honest with you, because Trump just keeps getting stronger and stronger.
Yes. And here's another story I want you to comment on, just across the wires. Colorado voters seeking to remove the Donald from their GOP primary ballot responded yesterday to Donald's appeal. He wants the Supreme Court to act quickly on this. They want the Supreme Court to act quickly too, because they think the court's going to disqualify him. I don't think so.
I know, Paul. They would have a riot on their hands.
Yeah,
there's no question. You would see the start of the Civil War, my friend. Within this country, people have had enough. They're fed up. They're tired of the high prices. They're tired. Now look at Hunter Biden. He's coming out with his own documentary now about his life.
You know, I was going to bring that up. Is it a documentary or is it going to be a movie with an actor playing him?
No, it's supposed to be a documentary, from what I understand. Yeah, give me a break.
Oh, come on! And he's going to be the one that's going to be producing it? I don't think so.
Did you see the painting this morning on the news that he sold for $500,000?
No, I didn't. Thank God.
It looked like a 5-year-old kid in kindergarten painted balloons,
colored by numbers.
Yeah, I've heard that. Do they tell it? Will they release the names of the people that bought his artwork?
I think they did release it,
but
I didn't hear it, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And, you know, people are onto this, Paul, but, you know, 38% of the people still think Biden's doing a good job. Does that show you how stupid America is?
Yeah, I think it does show us.
Let's be real.
I think it does show.
There's a percentage of people in this country that only listen to this certain news entities and get their certain news from certain places,
and those,
that makes everything look
and those
like
entities won't even
flowers and flamingos are crying out loud,
and they won't even talk. Entities don't even talk about what Biden and Hunter and all of that nonsense. They won't even bring it up.
Terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible. I can't wait to see these Iowa caucuses in 10 days, because you know that's going to be the start of things happening. And it amazes me that Nikki Haley gets $24 million all of a sudden, you know, in her funds to keep going. Let's face the facts. She was selling out South Carolina to the Chinese.
Well, you know, it's interesting you brought that up. Did you know last night Nikki Haley was on a town hall on CNN, and so was Ron DeSantis?
Yeah,
one followed
Ron.
The other. Did you see any of it?
I watched Ron the whole time, but I didn't pay attention to her.
Okay, well, she came on right after that. In fact, it was a different person that was hosting her.
Yeah, the one that hosted Ron was the one that hosted Trump when he was on CNN.
I'm going to ask you, the woman that hosted Ron, is she a conservative or a liberal?
Oh, she's a liberal, big time.
Oh, she is a liberal. Okay.
Oh, yeah. She was the one that was trying to hang Trump, and then Trump just hammered her.
Do you recall her name?
No.
That's all right. Anyway, I read that, I didn't catch the entire DeSantis town hall, but he seemed to hold his own pretty well.
Yes, he did. He did a great job.
He got
job,
good marks.
To be honest with you.
Even the people on CNN that, you know, after the town halls are over with, they sit around, they talk about, they even admitted, grudgingly, I think,
you know,
he did a good job.
Paul, you know, I just left his father's house about 20 minutes ago, and I talked to him. I says, you know, Ron, I says, Ron did a great job last night on CNN with you know, with his town hall meeting. I says, it's a shame that it's the wrong time for him. You know, he might be robbed of what he could have, but that's the way I see it.
May I ask
what... He did do a good job.
Yeah, he did. May I ask, to let everybody know, Andrew is very, very good friends with the entire DeSantis family. Ron Jr. grew up in Dunedin. And Ron and Ron Sr., very close. So what does Ron Sr. think when you say, you know, the time is not right?
Yeah, well, he just says, watch and see. He says, my son is 5 for 5, and Trump is 1 for 1.
In terms of the...
As far as elections.
Okay, I got you.
Ron is 5 for 5, yeah. and Trump is 1 for 1.
Right, you are.
Or 1 for 2, yeah.
Well, do you think, and we've got the caucus in Iowa coming up relatively soon. Let's face it, Ron has worked his tail off. He's visited every county in Iowa.
That's right. Well, we're going to see if hard work pays off.
We're going to see if hard work pays off. And he got endorsed. Did he not, by the governor of Iowa?
Yes, he did. Like I said, we're going to see if hard work pays off. Yeah. I mean, Trump was there a number of times, too.
Yes, he was.
But, you know, stranger things have happened.
Indeed.
Stranger things have happened, and we're going to see. His father says he's going all the way.
You never know, because let's be honest, as much as I know you love Donald, and he certainly, I think, did a very credible job, there are pitfalls for him along the way to November.
Yeah, there are, but the fact of the matter is he's getting through with everything, and, you know, you just keep hearing the truth coming out more and more, and more things are getting dropped against him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, let's face it, I believe he is the real Teflon Don.
And the more, and again, you know, it's like the more they shoot at him, it's like one of those, not horror movies, but one of those movies where they keep shooting at the thing and it gets stronger.
That's right. That's right. There's no question about it. Uh-huh. And we're going to see. This is an election that this country's never experienced, and this country's never been in the shape that it's in. So
no, you're right about that.
We're going to see what's happened.
Always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Always. And have a wonderful weekend. We certainly will be talking again next week.
You got it, buddy. You guys have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Take care.
All right, buddy. The master barber himself. All right. Going to take our break. When we come back, I got a little bit of information about this woman mayor in suburban Chicago. If she is not the craziest and perhaps the most corrupt mayor currently in the U.S., I'll be very surprised. We are going to give you the details.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for
you. Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment on a Friday of Freedom Works. And by the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great Tantalk Radio Network. And we've been here now for 20 years this month. We're very, very proud of that. And we invite you to listen to us live when you can. But if you cannot, thanks to Big Ed, all our shows are on podcast. That means you go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com. O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com, and click on the podcast button at the top of the website, and it will open up to all of our programs. Ed's got the most recent show at the top. He also lists the guests that we have and our top 10. So all of it's there for you. You can listen at your leisure. Ourfreedomworks.com. All right. So the mayor of a small, unassuming town on the south outskirts, suburban outskirts of Chicago, has a mayor who has been exhibiting antics that are both corrupt and hilarious. Corrupt and hilarious at the same time. She's a black mayor. Her name is Tiffany... let me make sure I pronounce this right. Harriard, I guess it's pronounced. She's a progressive Democrat. She was elected in April of 2021. She's still there. I can't believe it. She is, by the way, she has another job. And a lot of these mayors have second jobs because normally you don't get paid a lot. But not her. She brings in nearly $300,000 a year as the mayor of a little nondescript suburb. She's also the supervisor of the township there. So she brings home more than the governor of Illinois, by the way, in her jobs.
Is that from salary?
Well, apparently she's figured out a way to draw a large salary. Listen to this. She put an ordinance in place that if she loses her election to somebody else in the upcoming election, the future mayor's salary will be reduced from $200,000, that's what she's making currently, to $25,000.
Okay?
If she loses, that mayor gets $25,000. If she wins, she continues to receive $200,000.
Those people can't see corruption in their own backyard.
No.
I don't, you know.
Isn't that...
Come on.
Isn't that... Oh,
but
my God.
What, Paul? You can't, you or I can't go stand out in front of the mayor's office over there with a sign that has all these things on it because you know what? We're going to be deemed racist because we're going to try to get it. They're going to drop the race card, so you can't bring it up.
Here's another thing. She has met criticism from her trustees on how she spends the town's money. She decided to take a trip to Las Vegas.
No.
So one of the reporters asked her what was going on with the trip. First of all, the airfare alone for the trip cost thousands of dollars, including over $3,000 for a round-trip ticket.
Well, first class, of course.
Oh, my God, yeah. So she was asked... let's see here. What was... she was put on the spot about her expenses. That's it. When she went to Las Vegas. Her response... She responded by humming, when asked whether she had been to Las Vegas alone. Had she been?
Mm-hmm.
She said, And so the questioner said, what is that? Did you fly first class to Las Vegas? And she said, any other question? And he says, so you're not gonna answer how taxpayer dollars are being spent? That seems odd. She said, I just answered your question.
Wow.
Oh, really? You said that you wouldn't answer a question about Las Vegas. She said, you asked me a question and I responded. This is the mayor of Dalton, Illinois, okay? I would get her out of that office so quickly your head would spin.
I'm surprised, you know, the news or paper or something exposed her.
I mean, and also, we don't have time to talk about it, but she has all kinds of special perks that she gives herself in the office. I mean, she's a queen She's a queen. That's how
she's what she's doing. She's auditioning for her next job is what she's doing.
Her next job is going to be behind bars.
No, she's looking again. With what she's doing, she belongs in Congress. We're kind of out.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right. Before we get to real quickly, anything going on in sports that we need to know about, Ed, here on Friday? Do we need to win the game? Do the Bucks need to win this game to make the playoffs?
If they don't win Sunday, we won't see them until next year.
Really? Who are they playing?
Carolina, 2-14.
So they should win, correct?
Well, they should.
And if they win, are they in?
If they win, they are in.
Okay.
If they don't win, you'll see a U-Haul parked up to One Buck Place. That'll be the coach's U-Haul.
Is this a home game or a road game?
No, it's a road game. It's in Carolina.
Anything can happen, Ed.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to look at the weather up there for the game.
All right, Ed, it's time for the 10 most populated counties in the U.S. That's our top 10 for today. And this is, by the way, the Census Bureau. They came out with a July 1st 2022 estimate, all right? They do it every 10 years, but they estimate every couple of years. So, without further ado, the top 10 most populated counties. Number 10, Riverside County, California. I'm not surprising. They've got 2,474,000 people over there. All right, number 9. Where is Kings County, New York? Do you know, Ed?
I don't know.
Okay. It's number 9. They've got 2,590,500 people. Number 8. Dallas County, Texas. 2,600,800 people in that county. All right. Number 7. It's here in Florida, Ed. It's Miami-Dade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's our most populated county, I believe. 2,673,800 people reside there.
I thought Pinellas was.
It's the most. Congested, but it's not the. It's not the. I think we've got about
per area, right?
I think we've got about 1,700,000 in it.
It's just
It's not.
Smaller.
It's not that big. It's not even 1,700,000.
But I mean, the county is smaller.
Yeah.
Than Dade.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But it's more crowded.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 6. Orange County, California. That's not far from L.A., I don't think. 3,151,000 people reside there. Number 5, another California county, San Diego County. 3,276,000 people over there. Number 4, Maricopa County, Arizona. They always have trouble counting ballots there. No wonder. They got 4,552,000 people. All right, number 3. Harris County, Texas. It must be near Houston, I guess. 4,781,000 people in Harris County. Wow. Number 2. Cook County, Illinois. The great voting county of Cook. 5,276,000 people in Cook, all right? What do you think is the number one?
Maybe, how about... what county is Los Angeles County? Is it a county or just a city?
But... Wow, you are good. You know, you got the last one, too. I'm beginning to wonder you were looking.
No, I'm not looking.
Okay.
No.
You're right. It's Los Angeles County. You know how many? They have 9 million.
Wow.
9,721,000.
That's more than double the other one, isn't it? Closest one?
It's almost double Cook County. Cook's a little... About 60, well, anyway, close to it. By the way, do you know New York County is not on the list, but they're 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they only have 1,600,000. All right. Anyway, you got to go. Freedom Works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. Employers are still hiring at a decent clip. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's the upshot of the government's December jobs report.
The results were better than expected. In the month of December, 216,000 jobs were added. We were expecting about 150, maybe up to 175,000.
The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%. A new report from House